Do you know what my father's favourite sport is? You see, men often come to our isle looking to prove themselves against a wicked sorcerer. My father likes to set the captain of those ships loose among his dragons and watch them run. The crew he enslaves, stealing away their minds so they have no more will than stones. To entertain his guests, I have seen my father light a brand and hold it to one of those men's arms. The slave will stand there burning until my father releases him. I have wondered if they are mere empty shells, or if they understand what is being done to them and scream inside. If my father catches me, I will find out, for that is what he will do to me. I'm no child to him. I was his to dispose of, like his seed warriors or his fire-breathing bulls. Like my mother, whom he dispatched as soon as she bore him an heir. Perhaps it might have been different if I'd had no witchcraft. But by the time I was 10, I could tame the adders from their nests. I could kill lambs with a word and bring them back with another. He punished me for it. He said it made me unmarketable. But in truth, he did not want me taking his secrets to my husband. His greatest wish was to trade me off to some sorcerer god like himself who would pay with exotic poisons. None could be found except his brother, Perseus, so he offered me to him. I say my prayers every night that that beast did not want me. He has some goddess of Sumeria he keeps in chains for a wife.